V'zeh b'chinas eish shchayra al gabi, eish levona. This is also tied into what the Gemara tells us, that when Hashem gave the Torah, it was black fire on white fire. Shehu b'chinas k'siva sefer Torah. That's the concept of writing a sefer Torah. Ki hanishma shu b'chinas nistor hu b'chinas eish shchayra. Because the nishma, the upper level, that higher level that we refer to as nishma, that's represented by black fire. Ki hanishma nikra shochor, nishma is referred to as black or dark, machmas she'i efsher lahasigoi, because it's so high a level of light that we can't see it at all. We can't see it. Bechinas yoshes choshech sisroi. Hashem places his hiddenness in the dark. I remember hearing this from Rav Rosenfeld, Zecharon Avrocha, in the days when we were privileged, when he would come to Eretz Yisrael, and he gave shiurim in Tikkuni Zohar during the summertime when he was here in Eretz Yisrael. He gave maybe about 20 shiurim at that time, which were unbelievable. You know, that's when we got to see another side of him, you know, his level of knowledge of depth in that part of the Torah. And I remember him saying that we make a bracha every morning. We say, right, but in the first one of the brachas of Kriya Shema, we say, Yoitzer Oyer, Uvoyre Choshech, Oyse Shalom, Uvoyre Sakoil. Blessed is Hashem who creates light, Yoitzer Oyer, Uvoyre Choshech, and creates darkness. Oyse Shalom, he creates peace, Uvoyre Sakoil creates everything. So the Zohar Kodesh asks two questions. Number one, we know usually in Kiddusha, you start from the bottom and you work your way up. You're always trying to climb when it comes to Kiddusha. So if we're climbing, first we say light and then we say darkness. Yoitzer Or, Hashem creates light, Uboyre Choshech, and he creates darkness. It would have seemed more logical to say, just like at creation, it says first there was darkness and then Hashem made light. Here also, we should have said, Boyre Choshech v'yoytzer Or. We should have said darkness first and then light. And to make the question even stronger, we know that the words that are being used there are special words. Yoitzer refers to Yitzira, the world called Yitzira, which is a lower world. Boire is Bria, which is a higher world. The Olam HaYitzira is the world of the angels. Bria is the world of the throne of Hashem, which is above. How come Yoitzer is called Oyer? We use the word light for Yitzira, and we use the word darkness for Bria. If Yitzira is light, then Bria should be super light. You understand? Bria is a higher level. And the Zohar Kodesh answers, you're right. Bria represents so high a level of light that when we look at it, all we see is darkness. Just like if you stare at the sun, if you look at the sun, what are you going to see? You're going to see black. You're going to see dark. Because the eye isn't strong enough to receive that light that's coming by looking directly at the sun. So when you look directly at the sun, you see darkness. So that the higher up we go in Kedusha, true, it's a higher level of light, but the light becomes so bright that to us downstairs, it appears as darkness. So it's true that the oyer that's mentioned by Yoitzer oyer, is a lower level light than the choshech that's being mentioned by Boire. Yoitzer oyer uvoyre choshech. The choshech by Boire is not, it doesn't mean literally darkness. It means a light that's so bright that because of its brightness, we can only see it. To us, it appears as dark because it's closed, it's hidden, like secrets of Torah, which are so bright a light that to us, we don't know, a person who doesn't know it, this doesn't make any sense. This is nonsense. Chas v'shal chasam. A person who doesn't know anything about Kabbalah, like, and they start learning, or about Gemara, for that, a kid who doesn't know what Gemara means, and they start reading it, you read them the first 5 lines, the guy says, this is total nonsense. This doesn't make any sense at all. Close the book. Let me get out of here. I'm going back to my Aleph Beis book. My Aleph Beis makes sense. It's Simba. This is an Aleph. This is a Beis. They're telling me this stuff about Kohanim and Truma. All of this doesn't make any sense at all. So he says here, the Nishma is called darkness machmas, because we can't understand it. It's so bright, a level of light that we can't achieve it. Bebchinas yoshes choyshech sisrei, she sisrei Torah nikroim bechinas choyshech v'shachrus me oimek hamusag. The secrets of Torah are referred to as dark, hidden, because of their great depth, because it's so deep, like deep inside a tunnel, you know, it's totally black, dark. Kemuva bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in the chapter on Likutei Moran, mi sheroitze litoim tam oir hagonuz. If a person wants to taste the hidden light, so there Rabbeinu Zal touches on this thing, that when we talk about a very high level of light, sometimes we refer to it as darkness, because relative to us down here, we can't see it. To us, it appears as totally dark because it's so bright a light. It's so high a level of light. V'tzorech lahamshich hanistor shubchinas eish shchoira l'toich bechinas hanigla. And what the Sofer has to do when a Sofer is writing a Sefer Torah, he's trying to draw that hidden light, which is the black fire, the dark fire, into the revealed. Shehu b'chinas eish levona, which is the white fire, which is represented by the parchment. He's trying to write the letters, which are the black ink, which represent that darkness, that highest level light, that nishma, that infinite light of Hashem, that so bright a light that to us it appears like darkness. He's trying to bring that ink, that darkness, onto the white fire, onto the parchment, onto nigla. Shezeo b'chinas k'siva sefer Torah. This is the concept of writing a sefer Torah. B'chinas eish shchoira gabi eish levona, black fire on white fire. Dehainu she'oisin mehanistor nigla. We're making from the hiddenness revealed. We're taking Hashem, you know, from his hidden state, and we're making him revealed in the shapes and forms of these letters of the Sefer Torah and the letters of Hashem's name that we're writing. Because when that black fire is brought into the white fire, dahainu shemamshichim oisis haTorah. Misharosham lamata, meaning when we draw these letters of the Torah from their origin. What's their origin? From Hashem, from the infinite light of Hashem. When the Sofer starts writing, when he contemplates that Beis of Bereshis, where is he taking that Beis from? From upstairs, from the top floor. He's taking that Beis from Hashem. That Beis is part of Hashem. And he's bringing it into his mind, into his brain, by attaching his brain to Hashem, by saying, L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, L'shem Kedusha, you know, he's bringing that letter Beis into his brain, and from his brain into his hands, and he's going to take that black ink and shape that letter Beis, which was brought down from upstairs, from Hashem, from the infinite light of Hashem where it started out. He's bringing it down, until he actually physically puts it onto that parchment. Azai onu yecholim lahavinom ulahasigom ktsas. And that's when we're able to understand them. That's when we're able to have contact with it. Before that, when the letter Beis was upstairs by Hashem, we had no connection to it. It was totally abstract. It was, you know, it didn't have any physical form or anything like that at all. Once we bring it down onto earth and we write it on the parchment, now we can relate to it. Ve'oz nase mehanister nigla, mehanishma nase. And this is an example of making that which was originally hidden become revealed. That which was originally in the category of nishma, we're bringing it down to nase.